Welcome to the Finally Detached Podcast, the unfiltered journey into the realms of mushrooms, mindfulness, and beyond. I'm your host, Curandero Gabriel, and I'm here to take you on a thrilling ride, bridging the mystical and the real, where we explore the raw truth of the human experience. Have you ever wondered about the mysteries of the mind, the power of ancient practices, and the transformative potential of psychedelics? Well, you're in the right place. Each week, we dive deep into the rabbit hole of consciousness, peeling back the layers of perception and inviting you to join us on this mind-bending journey. Whether you're a seasoned psychonaut or someone curious about expanding your consciousness, our podcast is your no-holds-barred guide. We'll share personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that challenge the boundaries of what you thought was possible. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to detach from the ordinary as we venture into the extraordinary. This is the Finally Detached Podcast, where we speak truth, explore mysticism, and confront reality head on. Stay tuned because the adventure of a lifetime is about to begin. Let's dive in. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Curandero Gabriel, and I am with Bridget, the psychedelic sitter, my mom, and we are having a great time in nature right now, and we wanted to bring this first episode of our Finally Detached podcast. Well, it's actually my Finally Detached podcast, and she'll be a part of it at times. Probably not all the time, but at least we're here. I mean, you can introduce yourself. You can say hi.
Hey there, everybody. Gabe did introduce me, I am Bridget, and I'm really happy to be here and share some thoughts and some ideas and, go from there.
Yeah, so what we're doing today is just kind of shooting the shit, if you will, just kind of relaxing in nature, and we're able to do so because we are detached, which is going to be a very, it's going to be a very nice topic to speak about. I'm sorry, like I said, I'm in nature, and I'm a little detached, and I'm also a little medicated on marijuana, so this is going to be a very authentic episode, a very authentic cast. Really, what I wanted to do is to bring you guys more opportunity to be able to sit with me and understand where, you know, I came from, as well as just kind of get more of a feel for what Finally Detached is and why it's a good idea to be detached and to maybe embrace this idea of detachment, an idea that has been seen as taboo and that some recognize as maybe running away from things or dulling yourself. So, you know, sometimes I ramble, but we'll just start it off from there. So,
I mean, yeah, I can kind of add on to that. When you mention about being detached and how people perceive that or give opinions on it, I've been told many times it's just being detached is kind of cold or rude. And for myself, I find I'm more involved and more connected now that I'm attached to either relationships or anybody I come in contact with or situations, connection with animals. And yeah, it's just, it's really, really been beneficial for me personally. So I've enjoyed the detached life for sure. I'm more so connected than ever.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up. I would like to touch on this detached life, quote unquote, that you say, as well as the, you know, you bring up relationships and animals, and we can talk about different dynamics of how to be detached in this episode and what that even means and look like. But I mean, you had the ball rolling in that direction. What do you mean by detachment in relationships, and how can one benefit, do you think, from a, you know, female's perspective?
That's a great question. For me, I can take it way back from when you were a child. Quite young, I knew very much so that although you were my son, that truly you did not belong to me, but you belong more to this world. So that in itself, that detachment, I had to learn and understand that no one belongs to anyone, and we're here just to experience one another. So I don't know if that quite answers your question, but
yeah, that definitely answers it, I guess. I don't even know if I had a question. I'm literally that detached, guys, right now. So please understand that. Yeah, very interesting. Because you said I didn't belong to this earth. And I think that's a big understanding that one has to come around, or one's mind has to be able to grasp, is the concept of where they stand in this
quote unquote universe and how this all operates and how energy works, right? Because until you kind of understand energy, you won't understand the value of detachment. You kind of feel what I'm going with there?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I feel like for you to make yourself available or to be able to do certain things, you have to be detached.
Oh, 100%. You have to be detached from the opinions and of others. You have to be detached from anyone's perspective and not taking things personally. And when you do that, I feel you can truly be or step into your authenticity and be fearless.
Correct. Correct. And as you're detaching and as you are fearless and you can not care what people think and you're doing what you need to do, you can also become attached to that process. You can become attached to the feeling of being detached, of riding that wave. And the real secret sauce, I feel personally, is having the awareness that...
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Who got that answer? Who is out there? Someone out there, please leave a comment if you figure out what that answer was and leave it in the comments.
I like the fact that you mentioned you become attached to being detached. So I'm kind of contemplating that, which is why I'm kind of just reflecting. But I guess so. I guess that becomes addictive because that's a sweet spot, isn't it? Sweet spot in life.
Right. It's a sweet spot. But it's a place where I feel, you know, life can be, if you don't know how to detach, then life will push you around. And not just pushing you around, like bullying you or life's hard, but life will also float you around and just blow you around like the wind. And you know how some people are like, oh, just go with the wind. And that's a beautiful concept. But once you detach, you can kind of start to control energy to the point where you become the wind, right? You can transcend some limitations of the mind at that point, because you make yourself available to more energies.
That's, well, when you detach from certain things, then it makes room for other things to flow naturally.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, absolutely. I think that's just physics. And if it's not, then someone please prove me wrong.
Yeah, no, I guess bottom line is, you know, question for you is how does one become detached? What are some tools maybe that someone can do on a daily when they wake up to maybe have that?
To become detached, one must become educated, right? Well, some tools that one can do is simple affirmations or meditation, but still that can be harder at times to get yourself to do because you're still not detached enough to the process. You're still attached to, oh, I need to do this or listen to a meditation a certain way so I can feel certain. You know, just lay in bed when you wake up. Instead of rushing to do anything, just lay in bed and feel the goodness of the contact of your pajamas against your skin and the pillow and breathing into that and just kind of, you know, saying thank you for you waking up at that moment. You know, if you can do that a matter of time, you know, give it 2 weeks, a month, by the time you know it, you're going to start to have little bits of clarity in your day. You're going to have little reflections of these seeds that you planted. And when you see the validation from the growth of these seeds, that's what gives you the understanding that you are a creator. And that's the education I'm speaking of. It's not through just books, even though books and learning from teachers and stuff of that nature is going to help widen your awareness and your mind so you can grasp concepts. But it's going to come in your day-to-day by your actual application. And a simple application is just, you know, when you wake up in the morning, just give thanks.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's gratitude. Definitely just starting your day, filling your mindset with gratitude and positive thoughts is definitely going to help with the alignment you need to get into that detached
space.
That place, yeah.
Yeah, because detachment's a beautiful place to be. And it has limitations, but once you're detached, you can choose. That's the beautiful thing. You can choose what to be attached to. You understand? So if you're creating something or if you're on a quote unquote mission, you're doing everything to execute that mission and make sure everything goes to plan. And you can then choose, like a special operator, a spec op soldier, what you compartmentalize and what you don't. And that's the beauty of it. And that's why it gets scolded so much because it brings hurt when those that love you, you detach from them. Because there's a bunch of trauma bonds and there's attachments that are naturally there. And sometimes your family won't get it once you start detaching, right? And once you start awakening, and once you start walking the path of energy, you know, you'll start to see that, wow, some people are just not good for me, or they just don't vibrate the same. You know, they don't do what they did for me before, or they just don't resonate with me. So I'm not, you start to become very aware of where you've been caught up. And once you awaken to that, you have the choice to detach further or.
That's very interesting. That also brings me to the thought of, when you do detach from family or friends or anyone, that it's interesting to know that they'll take things personally, or they'll take that personally.
Of course, because they don't have the understanding, right? Like you said earlier, bringing it way back around, you knew I didn't belong to this earth, or to you, I belong to the earth,
mm-hmm.
right? That simple understanding is the fundamental knowing that there's a greater power at play.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form. So it's just something greater. So it allows you to give up your control, put faith in something else. It allows you to believe, if you will, that magic is real. And once you can believe that or become a child again, you become aware of some of the beautiful mysteries that lie all around us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Magic is real.
Right. Once you become aware of those mysteries, then that's when I would suggest that it's time to dabble in plant medicine if you want to go deeper into the mystery, because now you understand energy and now you can step into mastering energy, right? And once you master energy, then you can really become the creator you wish and create what you really want to leave on this earth, your true purpose, right? You can get out of your own way and leave your authentic mark. With your mask off.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, should we learn to detach? Is it important to detach from TV?
You took the words right out of my mouth. What one thing I did was just, there was a space and time where I was not watching TV at all. There was no TV in the house. And that was by choice. And that was because I knew what we were being fed was not something that I was able to consume anymore. Mentally, physically, spiritually, in any way, it was just not feeding me in the way it used to. So, but that's going down the rabbit hole. There's work that came with that as well. You kind of just detach from family who's maybe just always negative, or there's something always wrong with them. And, you know, being a person who's quite sensitive, I pick up on all that stuff. So I've learned to detach from friends or people or situations that just are not beneficial to me in any way, shape, or form. And that's okay. I don't, it's not something I need any longer. It's funny, I can reflect back and those were things that, you know, I wanted in my life or thought I needed in my life. You know, you got to keep family around because they're your family. But I've learned, no, not so much, not for my benefit and my well-being. Another form of detachment is with animals or pets in my life. You know, as much as I love them, And want them around. I know as well, you know, with traveling with you and finally detached, I've learned to really let go and accept situations that, you know what, maybe when I come back, the cat won't be there any longer. Or who's going to take care of the cat better than I can take care of the cat? Or, you know, so these are things that were holding me back and weighing me down. So I was able to let that negative thought on that specific situation, let it go and allow it to just be. Because why worry about things that just I can't control?
That was big. You just said detaching from a negative thought, letting that go. So it's really detaching from fear.
Yes.
That's cool. That was profound. That wasn't the lesson that you were giving from that. That's just the lesson I took out of what you just explained, that we have the ability to detach from fear.
Right.
And we all do that at different levels. And those who do it best are the ones that we cherish.
And I think it's a practice. It's something that starts with little things. You know, it's truly a practice. And then it becomes bigger things, bigger scenarios, and maybe bigger. When I say bigger, maybe more situations that mean more to you. Relationships or friends or, you know, it's quite easy for me to say or let go of relationships. that do not serve me. I've always felt if I'm not in the, sitting in the presence of someone who's going to help me grow, help me to be authentic, or someone I read energy very well. If I'm not vibing, then I just don't waste a moment of my time. Which is why it's so easy for me to let go of relationships, you know, and I say that proudly. I'm not going to waste my time with anyone who I'm going to. It's not about me saving anyone in life. You know, I think if they're not stepping up to the caliber of person that I am, and I'm not, I don't say that egotistically, but I say it in a way where someone who is, has awareness and who is who loves themselves immensely, who eats properly and speaks properly in regards to positivity, that's what I want to be around. Someone who's growing and taking care of themselves. That's important to me as well. And I say that, you know, with anyone or anything in life.
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because as you were saying that, it was bringing up for me, you know, I've been able to detach from a lot in life, so much relationships, the idea of, oh, I need a date or be married at a certain time, or I was off of the whole game for a while, and I learned a lot from all of it. I learned my trauma bonds that the Matrix instilled in me at a deep fundamental level that I'm still shaking out, but I had to become aware of them. And it's been a process where I've been detached from these things for years now, right? For a good at least 6-7 years of being detached from scenarios that I used to absolve myself in. But what I find is that there's empathy and like a love growing now that it took a while to get detached. But now that I'm detached, I can see the benefit of giving people their time, because the detachment has brought me satisfaction and it has been a selfishness. But I do have that understanding or that awareness in the background that, you know, the love you withhold is the pain you carry. And when you detach, you're holding back a lot of love from others, but you're giving the most love to yourself, right? So it's not a process of regret, but it's important to find that balance for sure.
You know, it's interesting because I'm sitting here reflecting at most, I can probably confidently say 100% of the people that I know in my life that are either married or in relationships are not happy at all. I hear it from their mouths. They're just not, there's always something not, they're not happy. They're not fulfilled. They're not putting themselves first. So how do you sit in a relationship and unselfishly put yourself first in that relationship? It's got to be an understanding, I would think, between both parties.
Absolutely.
You know, but of course there's expectations, and that's, you know, one thing I highly recommend on a side note, get yourself the Four Agreements. I forget the author, Raul Luis. Yes. Someone out there might know, but specifically, I think it's, that's something that should be read multiple times.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over again. But, it'll definitely help you with the mindset of what I'm touching on here. It's not easy being in a relationship. There's a huge amount of sacrifice, but
especially when you have kids, because now there's another layer of attachment. There's expectations that have already turned into habits, right? So now you're stuck in habits that you start, once you awaken, you become aware of, holy shit, these are so many loops in my life that I created and I allowed.
And I just feel like until you've really dealt with your own traumas in life and your own a malfunction of mentality in regards to anything in life, that, you know, you should not be in a relationship. You should absolutely put yourself first. You should do the healing and the work and deal with the family traumas that you've had in life, so that when you step to the table and you have someone that comes into your life because you're ready and you're in that vibration, because we all know we attract what we are.
We don't all know that. So what you're saying is extremely highly controversial.
Yes. Well, I believe in you attract exactly what you are. So if you are weak, you're going to attract a weak, or you may attract someone who's just aggressively or overly bearing, you know, because you are so submissive. So you have someone who really can't stand up for themselves. So you've attracted this person who's going to take control of everything, tell you what to do, how to do it. So it could be complete opposite. So you're absolutely right. It's just, I guess, depends on the person and what they're willing to accept in their life, because they feel in the moment that's what they need. But I stand firm on, until you are ready and you feel like you're not coming to offer a plate of shit or bullshit or a plate of trauma and drama, I think that's when maybe life will the relationship will be able to flourish and bloom positively.
But that takes awareness, man. That takes an awareness of self before even entering the game.
Bingo.
And when I say the game, like, the game is not just, oh, a relationship. The game is everything that leads to the relationship, right? Because you do X, Y, Z, so you can be in a place, so you can have a relationship, so then you can do this and then go to the next step. That whole construct that I just explained is the game. And what you have to do is become aware of that game first, and then you'll have the awareness to find yourself. And once you want to go find yourself and go on that journey and step on that path, that's when you start to understand detachment. That's when you start to master energy. And that's when you really attract not just the perfect other, if it's meant to be, but you'll be able to raise a highly conscious child in this environment, not just perpetuate the same consciousness that was given to you, meaning you're perpetuating the generational trauma instead of fixing it because you did not heal your own trauma.
Oh, absolutely. I know of people who all they've ever dreamt of, they're 16, 17 years old, and all they ever want and dream of is just having a kid. Okay, so what is missing in your life that you feel you need to bring a child into this world to fulfill you, or to fill any hole that is in? Obviously, there's a hole. There's something missing in yourself where you feel, okay, or maybe you want to give love and affection to a child because it was not given to you. There's something missing. But I hear that often.
Interesting. Yeah, and we're not saying it's, you know, it's bad to have kids if you have one. It's all meant to be, and life's a tapestry, and it works out perfectly. But
it's a travesty if you're going to bring a child into this world when you are damaged. But see, the thing is, do you know you're damaged?
Right.
Do you know you have work to be done? That's the thing. It's awareness, just like you said.
That's awareness, and that's a very shamanic perspective, because as a medicine person, that's what I see is the issue with everything. It's a lack of awareness, a lack of consciousness. And it's not because one group or one thing is hiding something, or one person is saying something to someone else. What it is we have not done the work ourselves. We haven't found value in walking the path and figuring out the journey and checking out the spiritual option, right? We don't believe that there's something more to the mind. We don't understand that there's magic to this creation. We don't ask the deep questions that bring uneasiness. We want the easy answer. We want comfort. We want to know what's next.
Of course.
And the universe is not that. It's change. It's inevitable change.
Well, you know what? Like I said previously, you turn off the TV, you go walk in nature, and you sit by yourself, and you listen. Sometimes we just don't even listen, or we're afraid to ask the questions, or just even be alone. We need some type of social media, or how often do you grab your phone? Or it becomes a habit.
Insecurity.
And then what are we watching? Where, you know, oh, this wedding gown, or this person got married, or this person's pregnant. So then there you go. Oh, you have this pressure. You know, I should be in a relationship. Oh man, maybe, you know, what am I doing not right? Or what, you know, it go. You're in the cycle. But you know what? Just put down the social media. And nature has a lot to teach us, and we're afraid to be alone.
Yeah, nature has so much to teach. Nature has so much to teach. And we are afraid to be alone. You know, I'm finally detached, so it's easy saying this, but I fully understand. And if you guys check out the 15-gram heroic dose I did, the live log, you'll see that I had a psilocybin experience where I know my true mother, my true father is the earth and the sun. And I know that I'm going to lose everyone in the end. But I do know when I came into this earth, I came out alone. Right, with support from others, but I did come out alone. So there's not a fear in me to walk this path alone and this earth alone and the trials and tribulations that come with it. I feel a lot of people rush into things or need that relationship because they're scared, ultimately, to die alone.
Bingo. They're afraid of death.
They're afraid of death. And when you truly wake up, you'll understand that it's an illusion. And once you understand that, then you can fully detach. And then you can play this game and it doesn't play you. And this is what a lot of people that I feel, I truly believe, that are leading a lot of groups and leading societies, if you will, they understand this. They understand the illusion. I think that's why there's such a fear put around death and around protecting your safety and around, it's just, there's such a fear, and that's how fear is built and is created. Because if you believe death is real, then fear will always have you. But if you understand it's an illusion and you approach this all in that way, still taking it very seriously and ethically and morally and full of integrity, but if you approach it in that way, you understand that you're not here right now. You're not here. The voice that you're hearing is a vibration. The image that you're seeing in your mind of me talking, is as real as where I actually am. And quote unquote, what does actually even mean? Where did our alphabet come from? Who created this? Why are there symbols in it? There's symbology in everything. Once you start to decode this whole framework, you can start to detach. And you can start to master detachment, which I would give a shout out to Mastering Detachment, our book that we highly recommend for anyone interested in kind of furthering their process of detachment and kind of seeing how they can use it in practical life. Few examples like we gave today, but if you really want to step into this, you know, it's going to take a decision, and it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be sad to turn your eyes to the facts. Because I would say in the past I was a bit of a dreamer, but now I feel I'm very much a realist. But I became a realist by going deeper into the dream. Oh, such a paradox. I became the most hardcore realist through getting in touch with something out of this world. Shout out to the 15 gram journey. I'm telling you, if you didn't watch it, please check it out. Let me know how you like it, if you did at all. There's gonna be more to come, but let me know how you feel about it in the comments and what you would like to see moving forward, right? Yeah, cheers. I mean, I feel like I'm rambling over here. You're quiet.
See, no, man, I'm just listening. I'm enjoying the scenery. We're out here in nature by the beach, beachside.
So you've been listening to nature. What has nature told you?
That I'm free, and I always have been. But now I just know it, and I can live it, and I can smile on the day-to-day in appreciation and gratitude, and I just wish all that same for everyone else.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, you know, guys, on that note, I'm going to say we call it a day on the first podcast, the first inaugural edition of our Finally Detached podcast, where we're literally finally detached and just shooting the shit and talking mushrooms, mindfulness, and more. So, I mean, I appreciate all you guys for tuning in. I love all you guys. Thank you so much for following us and for supporting the journey. Make sure you check out Mastering Detachment. It is on Amazon. It's on Audible as well. It's a really great audiobook that you can keep handy, fall asleep with it to reprogram your mind. We'll speak more about that later. As well, anything else I'm missing? What else am I missing?
No, I think you kind of nailed it.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, cheers to the journeys, guys. Again, that other book we refer to is The Four Agreements. It's a great book. Check that one out on Audible as well. And stay tuned in.
Take care.
Peace.